I love being a county commissioner. When I was a Chapel Hill town council member, I thought it was the best job I've ever had. And then I became a county commissioner, and I said, by God, this is the best job I've ever had. It's exciting. I've been there since 2012, which means I've only had 3 years on the county commission seat right now. Working hard for a lot of things, but really excited to continue to work on affordable and workforce housing. We're starting to really get a good plan down, and it's important to follow through now that we have that additional $5 million that's going to come to us on the bond if the citizens agree to it.
What do you think the commission has done specifically on that to begin with that has been positive, and then something maybe to build on as well going forward if you're elected once again?
Affordable housing or workforce housing, as we talk about it, we have to make sure that we stop talking about it and putting some of our words into action. And I think that's what we're doing now. The county commissioners, through grants and other programs, support affordable housing with about $820,000 every year. We've decided that we were going to knock that up to $1 million. We also put $1 million into a fund to land bank some property. So if it does come time where we find a good partner, we will be able to build affordable housing. We just had a work session about affordable housing, and it seems to me that we need to review our ordinances, because at that session I commented that it seems like we are our worst enemy sometimes, because we put these ordinances in place and then we can't see how to get past the ordinance. So what I'd like to do is get ahead of the curve, and let's change the ordinance in anticipation that we might want to build a micro village or tiny homes or something that's just out of the box, that is just not what people are thinking about right now, but other parts of the country are thinking about and other parts of the country are successful with. We've got a little bit of a catch-up to do, but I think we also need to look at our ordinances and make sure that we are not putting stumbling blocks in front of people who do want to help us with affordable housing.
What about expanding that view a little bit to all of the work from the county commission? What are some things that you'll be touting during your reelection campaign as to why you should be put back into that seat? And then, again, how would you like to expand maybe some of those roles?
Sure. I mean, one of the first votes that I took when I joined the BOCC was for an economic development project that had been in the works before I got there, and that was the Morinaga Candy Factory. That vote allowed a factory to be built for about $45 million and 90 jobs. Really very exciting, because they do like their home in Orange County, and now are talking a little bit more about a possible expansion, which would be maybe another $20 million expansion. Really exciting. Also, something, a little known fact that people in Orange County don't know, is that we have a GE plant in Mebane, in the Orange County portion of Mebane, that has about 600 workers there. It's a lot of people, and they just expanded and added more workers. We have people from all around the world visiting us because of that GE plant. So the economic development portion of what we're doing, I think we're in the right direction. One of the important things for me is I'm the finance chair of the Visitors Bureau, and we talk a lot about heads and beds and clean economic development. And this happens when people come to visit us, not only for UNC games, but we have a lot of high school and league sports that go on throughout the year now because of some of the fields that we've built and put some turf on. We can use them year-round. And we also have a big food and culture scene going on here. So we have about 3.5 million visitors that visit Orange County each year. And that's what we call clean economic development, because they're staying in rooms, they're buying food, and they're enjoying themselves. And it really benefits us. I'm also really strongly in support of making sure that we put the correct infrastructure in the right place. For example, in the economic development districts, we have to keep up with putting the infrastructure. We would have never been able to land a Morinaga if we didn't have water and the electrical lines built into it. One more thing I want to talk about is our social justice efforts. Everything we do now on our agenda has to relate to some social justice goal. And this is important because we are a county that has values and we believe in our social justice values. For example, Rogers Road, we are on our second phase of the engineering process to get sewer into Rogers Road. That's not all we need to do there, though. We need to get enhanced bus service. We need to make sure that gentrification doesn't happen. So I'm really excited about working on social justice issues and keeping that going. And everything else, we have so much going on, and it's all very exciting. I think Orange County is headed in the right direction.